Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Arnie Portocarrero. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Arnie Portocarrero. And now, play ball. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby, who is chasing the ball. Runnels reaches third base with a triple. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby takes first base on ball four. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tasby moves to second. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tasby moves to third. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk strikes out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tasby scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly takes first base on ball four. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a pop-up towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles won, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner strikes out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Arnie Portocarrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Portocarrero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. Keogh hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Portocarrero fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tasbai takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman strikes out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jensen moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen moves to third. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Jensen scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with Portocarrero covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brewer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Hale pinch hits for Willie Miranda. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keough. Hale reaches second base with a double. Gardner moves to third. Bobby Avila pinch runs for Bob Hale. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Arnie Portocarrero. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. Gardner scores. Avila moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Orioles. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Tasbai hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it and throws to home to get Avila. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tasbai moves to second. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-2 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Button fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Harshman now pitching. Chico Carrasquel now playing shortstop. Jim Busby pinch hits for Marty Keough. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harshman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harshman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harshman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel bunts towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Runnels covering, for the out. Gardner moves to second. 1 out. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Tasby hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Daly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Daly reaches second base with a double. Billy Heft pinch runs for Pete Daly. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harshman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heft moves to third. Sammy White pinch hits for Tom Brewer. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Heft scores. 2 outs. It's Red Sox, 2, Orioles, 2. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Sammy White now catching. Leo Keeley now pitching. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-3 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. the Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jensen bunts towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with Gardner covering, for the out. Runnels moves to second. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Malzone is walked intentionally. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Renna pinch hits for Gary Geiger. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Renna now playing left field. Jim Finnegan pinch hits for Billy Klaus. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos pinch hits for Joe Ginsburg. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-0 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gus Triandos now catching. Jim Finnegan now playing third base. Leo Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Button hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Jack Harshman. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Tasby strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.